Texas America and the world. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live on RBN on this Friday, September the 8th, 2 p.m. Central Time. I'm back with you and the Dankoff Report. In terms of our roadmap, which we'll post with this show, stories we'll add both before and after the show. All of the stuff, of course, that I posted before the show is already there, but there may be a few items that I will throw in afterward that may enhance your reading throughout the week and your listening. We begin with a joke of the week. You know, it's interesting. Apparently, George Soros and Euromaidan Press didn't like my last offering for VT Foreign Policy in regard to the Soros connection to Euromaidan Press, so they complained to Google. It was taken down once. Now it's back up again. But let's see if they like this joke of the week. What do Liberty Gun Safes and Barack Obama have in common? The punchline. Both have backdoor access codes, quote unquote. Now, I got that one from Russian social media. You're certainly not going to see that at Facebook. You're certainly not going to see that at Twitter. You're certainly not going to see that at Instagram, presumably, because all of those outlets are linked up to the American deep state. But again, that's the joke of the week, and we'll see if Soros and Euromaidan Press will give us a formal response to that particular joke. Now, the rest of this stuff is absolutely serious, so let me turn off one of my cameras and get back to the rest of the show, which is as follows: Russian-Ukrainian war. Dave Martin, yes, the Dave Martin of the assassination of James Forrestal, the Dave Martin who authored the murder of Vince Foster, gives us Lawrence of Arabia and Yevgeny Prigozhin. That is an absolutely interesting story to read. It's off of Dave's site. We lead off with the Russian-Ukrainian war and that particular story. Top Zelensky aide Mikhail Podolyak says that the Pope would cheat Ukraine. Podolyak has reiterated claims that the pontiff was quote-unquote pro-Russian and implied that Moscow had bribed the Vatican. That's at RT. We will simply leave that alone, except to note that it's there. Here's something that you absolutely have to watch. If you're on Telegraph, you presumably can get to this story through at DD Geopolitics. The video itself is via at SMOTRI /media. I got it off of Archpriest John Whiteford, a Russian Orthodox priest here in Texas who's been a past guest on this show on RBN. Claire Daly, of course, many of you will know that she is the Irish Minister of Parliament. This is one tough lady, and I say that in the best sense of the word. Her first name is C-L-A-I-R-E, Claire Daly, D-A-L-Y. She had a meeting with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. This was an open meeting, of course, that apparently involves Stoltenberg and the European Parliament. This is what Claire Daly had to say to Mr. Stoltenberg, quote, "You," Stoltenberg said, "that Ukraine has recaptured its territories, but this is not true. Since your last visit, Ukraine has lost its territories, lost more than 500,000 people. We are in a state of bloody war," unquote, she told Stoltenberg. That's absolutely correct. We at least have one individual in one parliament in the world, in the West, who is absolutely telling the truth about this ridiculous, horrific situation that the New World Order has gotten us into in regard to this Russian-Ukrainian war, the lies that have been told about it, both in terms of its origins, both in terms of why Vladimir Putin invaded the Donbass, as well as all of the crimes that surround the American coup d'etat in Kiev in February of 2014, and all of the crimes committed by several Ukrainian presidents thereafter who are illegitimate presidents. In this particular case, the most recent crimes involve Mr. Zelensky. And so we start looking, of course, at the Dugina assassination. We start looking at the whole issue of who it was that attacked Nord Stream. We start looking at all of these attacks on civilians in the Donbass that are absolutely deliberate by Ukrainian forces. And, of course, the persecution of the your Ukrainian Orthodox Church. I want to make sure I get the right one here, the UOC. That is the canonical Orthodox Church in that country. Its patriarch is Patriarch Kirill of Moscow. Hence, enter the CIA and the National Endowment for Democracy, and enter one Bartholomew II of Istanbul, who apparently was quite handsomely paid by the NED via the CIA in order to intervene in matters Orthodox in Ukraine, where this individual, Bartholomew II, has absolutely no ecclesiastical jurisdiction whatsoever. James Jotras, of course, is far greater than I in regard to giving you all of the history of this. Jotras is an Orthodox Christian. He was a former member of the United States State Department. He's written a number of articles for Chronicles and elsewhere about this whole situation and what really is going on with the CIA's involvement in attempting to divide world orthodoxy for the CIA's own purposes and the New World Order's own purposes. This is absolutely frightening, folks, because obviously if the American deep state is doing it there, what are they doing elsewhere, including in American domestic churches? So let's take a look at that story and keep an eye on it ongoingly. By the way, InfoBricks reports via VT Foreign Policy that just since the start of the counteroffensive of Zelensky on the 4th of June, Ukrainian forces have lost more than 66,000 soldiers. Several other media outlets that have reported on the official figures being presented by the Russian Minister of Defense also talk about 7,600 military machines and equipment of various types that have been destroyed since the 4th of June. When you start looking at that loss of manpower, the thing that is absolutely significant, and this is where Alexander Mercuris at the Duran and others give us the inside scoop on this so-called counteroffensive, Ukraine has absolutely achieved nothing of significance in this counteroffensive. They have not breached the Surovikin line. They are in trouble not simply with the failure of their counteroffensive as it relates to the Zaporozhye region and as it relates to Kherson region. They have made absolutely no progress in attempting a counterattack in the Bakhmut, Artemovsk area. And then watch the north. This is what seems to me as I look at all of these different news outlets, both responsible alternative media coverage of this war through people like Mercurius and the Duran and South Front, of course. And then you have Brian Berletic at the New Atlas. You've got Larry Johnson, all of these other folks, Scott Ritter, that are telling us that there are things going on in the area of Kupiansk. Keep an eye on that, because all of a sudden, the gains that were made last summer in this Ukrainian offensive, because Russia did not have the manpower that they have now throughout the Surovikin line, throughout the line of engagement, the Ukrainians captured Kupiansk. If they lose Kupiansk, and apparently the Russians are well on their way to launching an offensive against Kupiansk, you can bet that the Russians are going to move onward from there. So we start watching things going on in places like Izium. And in this situation, if the Ukrainians suddenly lose the territory that they gained last summer in the counteroffensive before the Russian buildup in manpower, then the ballgame may well be over, both in terms of a complete crisis of morale in the Ukrainian military, as well as in the Zelensky regime, as well as with their Zyokhan backers like Victoria Nuland. They're not going to be very happy, as that may play out as the beginning of the end of Zelensky's entire so-called counteroffensive since the 4th of June, which has only managed to kill 66,000 of his own people, and which has only managed on his behalf a smattering of territory that's absolutely insignificant. And, you know, when you start looking at all of the propaganda that surrounds this war, and, of course, all wars involve agitation propaganda, all wars involve spin on both sides of a conflict, it is interesting that as we look at this whole business of the so-called Zaporozhye offensive, and these reports that in fact the Ukrainians had taken this one city in particular just north of the Zelensky line, only to discover that they've only taken the northern part of it. There is a big gray zone in the middle, and the Russians still control the south. And this has been what Ukraine claims to be in advance in this counteroffensive, as they have falsely claimed that they have taken over this little village of under 500 people with horrific losses involved, only for us to find out as we begin to look beyond Western mainstream media that they do not control this community at all. As a matter of fact, we can see very quickly that with what is happening in the north, that the Ukrainian military may well go the way that, frankly, the Confederacy went in the American Civil War. Now, in this particular case, there is an article on this, which I'll make reference to later. Alexander Mercuris put me on to this particular article in terms of his own broadcast a day or so ago on the subject. But in this particular instance, we are talking about a situation where in terms of a war of attrition, the side that has the larger and more efficient industrial base, industrial manufacturing base, and the side that has a great advantage in terms of population and manpower almost inevitably wins conflicts that involve a war of attrition. And in this regard, that's true not simply of what is taking place now between Russia and Ukraine. It's obviously true when you start getting into the particulars of this with the so-called war between the states. So let's move on here a little bit. Sputnik reports that U.S. media has learned to love depleted uranium shells amid the Ukraine counteroffensive. You start looking at all of the crimes that the United States has committed, sadly enough, with these neocon foreign policy advisors who are the same people who covered up what was going on, really going on with 9/11, the same people who covered up the atrocious character of Bush's war on terror, the same people who covered up the deep state surveillance operation going on within the domestic United States as they were building up militarily for all of these wars of discretion where the United States did not belong whatsoever, the same people who have given you the crimes of Gaddafi's murder and all the things that have happened in Libya since then, the people in the deep state who were involved in the attempts to overthrow Assad of Syria are still at work there. That's something else we'll get into in just a moment. With this Vanessa Bealey story on the report. And by the way, my technician tells me that we can play a brief clip of Claire Daly's remarks to Jens Stoltenberg. So if you guys can get that up for our listeners, go right ahead.
Mr. Stoltenberg, you asked us to look at where we are today compared to when the invasion started. I'm not really sure what you meant by we. I know you spent a lot of time on NATO. Maybe that's the we about the expansion with Sweden and Finland. But you were considerably quieter about the bitter disappointment experienced by Ukraine in Vilnius, that the hopes that they thought of a path into NATO didn't actually work out according to plan. Our chair said that aid somewhat compensated, which others have kind of said is that Zelensky's silence was basically purchased. But in essence, really, haven't you let Ukraine down in terms of the pathway to membership? And on the subject of Ukraine, is it not the case that your rhetoric and reality are going in opposite directions and the world is beginning to notice? Because you said that Ukraine is gradually gaining ground. That's not true. Since you were here the last time, Ukraine has lost territory. 500,000 men are dead. Ukraine has had to resort to conscription. There's reports of signing people up with disability, with mental illness, men paying money to get out of the country, hiding in their houses. We're now in a bloody war of attrition, and it's simply cruel for it to go on. Now, senior US military personnel are even getting into the pages of the Washington Post and so on, echoing the call made by General Milley last November, that there should be peace and a real peace. If you care about Ukraine, what's your attitude for a peace plan to save Ukrainian lives?
I guess Stoltenberg dived under the table after that. I think we have the general gist of what we needed to hear from Claire Daly, certainly. And whatever it was that Stoltenberg said in response to that, I'm sure it was pretty weak stuff. So I think we have the general drift of how bad this entire situation is looking for this neocon New World Order cabal that got us into a war where we did not belong, where we are on the wrong side of legality and morality, as is almost inevitably the case in recent decades. And lo and behold, folks, we are not simply talking about here of 500,000 Ukrainians dead, 66,000 dead since June 4th. We're not talking simply about the horrific amount of money that the neocon, Ziocon cabal has been dumping into this conflict using your favorite Jewish drag queen comedian is their tool in this, what is clearly a surrogate war, a war of aggression against Russia on the part of both NATO and the EU and the United States. But think of these figures, folks. You think of the amount of money. We are talking at this point not about millions, but billions, billions of dollars in American taxpayers' money and in EU countries' money that has been dumped into this sickening conflict. But now we are reading about all kinds of interesting things where Mr. Zelensky himself is concerned. Are you aware, those of you listening to this, that in the international press, in the proper sources in the international press, we now have credible reports that Mr. Zelensky and his immediate cabal have run off with $400 million of this aid money. That's a drop in the bucket compared to the billions that have been dumped into this thing to kill innocent people on both sides. But in this particular circumstance, Zelensky and his pals have apparently run off with $400 million themselves in this operation, which Zelensky has apparently been using, among other things, to expand his international real estate holdings, including a place for his mother-in-law in Egypt. This is what is going on in this situation, folks. And now we read from RT that ex-Zelensky sponsor is charged with a $250 million fraud. Billionaire Igor Kolomoisky has been accused of illegally seizing funds from a bank to consolidate his ownership of the lender. We'll be back. You're listening to Mark Dankoff on RBN Live on this Friday, September 8th. Stay tuned.
They came and took it all away.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. when I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We are back. You are listening to Mark Dankoff of the Dankoff Report live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN on this Friday, September the 8th. Getting back to a little bit of what we were talking about before, in this particular case, dealing with the corruption aspect of this sickening involvement of the Zio cabal that is running the United States government and that is running most, if not all, of the Western European governments. The fraud and the sickening crimes that have been committed in this conflict are absolutely enough to blow your mind. Of course, you start talking about crimes. The Dugina assassination is one. The bombing of the Kerch Bridge with civilians aboard is on. We are aware through a lot of different things that have been transpiring via the very, very fine work of investigative reporter Seymour Hersh, who uncovered the My Lai massacre for all of us who were old enough to remember that in the late 60s. Mr. Hersh has been covering all kinds of things related not simply to the issue of Nord Stream, but now we are reading from him and from other sources about other things going on, including the American usage of depleted uranium shells in this conflict by turning these things over to the criminal Zelensky cabal. And so I would ask you, and it's up there on the roadmap, which you will get after this show, to read a story. Ekaterina Blinova of Sputnik has interviewed me in the distant past on an American domestic political matter. She's got an excellent story up here on how the U.S. media learned to love depleted uranium shells amid Ukraine counteroffensive. This article will tell you how these depleted uranium shells work, all of the long-term health dangers of this in terms of cancer and genetic deformities and so forth is explained in this article. The other fascinating thing is that the U.S. media is saying absolutely nothing about this criminal activity on the part of Joe Biden and the Zio cabal running the American government in having these shells available to the Ukrainian side of this conflict. And when you start reading this Ekaterina Blinova article, one of the most powerful aspects of the article is she starts publishing, complete with snapshots of coverage on the part of the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, CNN, and the Washington Post about all of the increases in cancer and abnormal instances of genetic problems among children in the aftermath of the usage of these weapons in all of these other conflicts that the United States and NATO have gotten themselves involved in where they did not belong. Why the silence now? Well, it's pretty deafening, isn't it? I guess it's okay to be a criminal as long as your crimes are aimed at the quote-unquote right people. That's the conclusion that I draw from all of this. And, of course, as we said before the break, the ex-Zelensky sponsor, billionaire Igor Kolomoisky, who is a dual citizen of Israel, by the way, has been accused of a $250 million fraud now in regard to allegedly illegally seizing funds from a bank to consolidate his ownership of the lender. This is the tip of the iceberg, folks, in regard to the whole story of Western and Ziocon involvement in Ukraine and in this coup of 2014 and in the Orange Revolution of the early 2000s. This is a sordid story. It is now not simply one of illegal coup d'etats and financial embezzlements involving staggering sums of money on the part of people that the cabal is supporting in all of the criminal things that they ultimately want to achieve vis-a-vis Putin's Russia. But now you've got a situation again where you start talking about over half a million people dead on the Ukrainian side alone. You start looking at the Dugina assassination, the bombing of the Kerch Bridge, the attack on Nord Stream, where I believe Seymour Hersh has given us the correct spin on who was behind that. And then these absolutely heinous crimes being committed by the Zelensky regime against the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. And Father John Whiteford, who was a past guest on this show, who is a Russian Orthodox priest in Spring, Texas. If you get into what Father Whiteford documents on what is really happening to the Ukrainian Orthodox Church at the hands of the Synagogue of Satan, this is all being supported, folks. If you live in the United States or in Western Europe, your government is stealing your money to support this kind of criminality while your own economies and your own infrastructure is going completely to the lower regions of HELL. Think about it and evaluate how you are going to vote in the 2024 election, if we even have a 2024 election, if we even get a candidate who will provide some sort of an alternative to this present madness. And Tucker Carlson, of course, underscores the lateness of the hour when he suggests the fact that Biden will start World War III before the elections. We'll be back. You're listening to Mark Dankoff and the Dankoff Report, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
To the Dan Koff Report on RBN Live on this Friday, September the 8th. I wanted to apologize to all of you for being off my live segment in this hour. My mother is still in hospice in San Antonio. That's a holding pattern. I was over there today to visit, and at age 102, it's kind of a curious situation that with all the time that she has been in hospice, that circumstance, at least for right now, continues to go on every day with not a real clear direction as to what's happening. But I wanted to get through some additional stories for you today since I've been away for a while. Hence, I'm not going to take any callers. And so my apologies to at least one caller from Massachusetts today. Syria. Vanessa Bealey has something from the Syrian Arab news agency, Sana. Syria is denouncing the illegal entry of the U.S. delegation headed by Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Ethan A. Goldrich into its territory. They call this visit a flagrant violation of the country's sovereignty and the principles of international law and Security Council resolutions. That's not only true, but that has been the case ever since the United States, working with the Saudis and the Israelis, began deliberately recruiting and introducing these Sunni Wahhabic extremist organizations into Syria and helped to bankroll them logistically and otherwise in an attempt to overthrow President Assad as a part of destroying the so-called crescent, the Shia crescent between Iran and Syria, going all the way into southern Lebanon with Hezbollah. But the point is that the United States has never had any legal sanction whatsoever for anything that it's been doing in that country since 2011. No acts of Congress, no declaration of war, no authorization from the Security Council of the UN, absolutely nothing. Well, we just intervene where we want to intervene, first with terrorist organizations that we train and supply. Then, of course, we can from time to time put some of our own quote-unquote, advisors into these circumstances. And, of course, even after Vladimir Putin has checked this neocon game plan for Syria to some extent and President Assad has survived, the United States is still up to no good in regard especially to the northeastern part of that country where the American Zio cabal continues to steal Syrian wheat and Syrian oil. And of course, if you've been following the latest military developments in Syria via outlets like South Front and some of the reports that Vanessa Beely gives us, it's quite obvious that these Israeli airstrikes, all of which are illegal, that have involved both southern Lebanon as well as Syria, are being augmented now by some face-offs between the United States and Russia in regard to some near-miss aerial duels. That's all I'll say about that at this particular juncture. But take a look, folks. There are a million ways to get a global war started. Don't forget about Syria amidst all of the focus upon Ukraine. And don't forget about the various things that are going on that continue to be aimed at the Iranians via the Zio cabal that runs our government, that owns it, and that unfortunately has a big-time influence, an absolute control, I would argue, of both our foreign policy and our national security institutions, up to and including the various branches of the American military. This involves the New World Order. It does not involve American national security interests and domestic national security and defense at all. COVID-19, by the way, I did a segment yesterday for RT Foreign Policy where I predicted, and it'll come out on tape, of course, soon, that Detroit would upset Kansas City, which they did in last night's Thursday night football opener. I made that pick, of course, I said facetiously on the air in that taping with Johnny Punish of VT Foreign Policy, and I do his football prognosis once a year when it involves the Super Bowl. We did one this last January. I facetiously said that I woke up yesterday morning with with that familiar tingling in my left knee that told me that Detroit would win. I didn't say at the time what I felt were the reasons for my pick of Detroit, but I think the absence of Travis Kelce last night at tight end for Kansas City certainly impacted their offense, and the absence of Chris Jones as a pass rusher last night in the Kansas City defensive line, Chris is a holdout, contract holdout right now, that was clearly a strong element of their defense that was missing. There were a lot of excitement on both sides of this game, some mistakes on both sides, critical turnovers on both sides, but overall, I was ultimately vindicated with my pick of Detroit, and that'll come out in a segment on VT Foreign Policy in the next day or two. But fascinatingly enough, that particular interview will not post to YouTube as the other ones have. Why? Because I discussed COVID-19. YouTube will not allow anything on their venue that involves COVID-19 that contradicts the NIH, Anthony Fauci, World Health Organization line. And I did mention in that interview yesterday, and I'm not sorry for it, the remarks of Paul Craig Roberts in his article, both for his own website as well as Lou Rockwell and other outlets. It's entitled Japanese Scientists Find That COVID-19 and All of the Variants Are Laboratory Creations. That's the title of the article. Here's really the key 3 points that I want you to get out of this article, and I hope you read it for yourself. Dr. Roberts tells us that NIH's Tony Fauci financed quote-unquote gain-of-function research both at the University of North Carolina and then at the Wuhan lab in China. Now we have a research report, says Dr. Roberts, from two top Japanese medical scientists who show that all COVID variants are also laboratory creations, not mutations from a naturally occurring virus. And then this is point number three, folks, as we're starting to hear more fear-mongering about COVID-19 from the Biden administration and from the pharmaceuticals. I understand Rutgers University is expelling people from being on campus who are not going through the newly introduced COVID-19 protocols that clearly are a prelude to what probably every university in the country is going to be put through shortly. But this is the key point here. Dr. Roberts said it is certain that they are working on a variant that is immune to ivermectin and HCQ. These are the same people, folks, that are involved in promoting the Russian-Ukrainian war. These are the same people that have perpetrated this COVID-19 fraud on us in the last 3 years. These are the same people that have increased via rather secretive legislation all kinds of advances in the American domestic deep state surveillance operation aimed at you and me. And last but not least, these are the same people who have been involved in all kinds of machinations that have ultimately resulted in blowback, especially where this Russian-Ukrainian war is concerned. Look at what has happened to the price of energy. Look at what has happened to the price of food. Look at what is happening to the American public now. Take money supply. We have had a 40% increase since COVID in the American fiat money supply that has been printed and distributed into economic circulation in the United States. We had $6 trillion of this during the lockdown. $6 trillion in fiat money that just found its way into the economy, kind of like the Weimar Republic. And here's another one for you, folks. Household debt. The United States has now a record high household debt of $17.06 trillion. Now, that's kind of fascinating, isn't it? You start thinking of those kinds of figures. And the other thing that you will see in the roadmap, which I have published for you, is the ominous direction in which things are going with BRICS and new membership coming into BRICS that will represent 40% of global GDP, that will represent 50% of fossil fuel energy worldwide, right? But watch China. What have we been seeing for quite some time now? China is now undertaking at a rather record pace the dumping of U.S. treasuries and heavy investment in gold. Makes all of the sense in the world, which is why, as part of your roadmap, which we'll publish with this show, Joseph Wilkins for Market Insider has a post that I included. It's entitled, China is pushing ahead with de-dollarization, hoarding gold for a 10th straight month after slashing U.S. treasury holdings to a 14-year low. Phil Giraldi at UNCE says that the United States' almighty dollar is about to take a fall. The BRICS alliance, says Dr. Philip Giraldi, is seeking a multipolar global financial system. So take a look at both of those articles, and you will see exactly what it is that I am speaking of. We are in serious trouble, and so we need to get ourselves off of this grid, this New World Order grid, as best we can. There have been a lot of different recommendations submitted to me as to what my listeners need to be thinking about. Possible to move to a smaller town with less crime. Possible to grow some of your own food. Possible to obtain food through some of the various sponsors of this network. These are all things that you need to consider, especially with these machinations apparently going on with this COVID-19 variant that is about to be introduced by the usual players. And then, of course, with this situation with money supply and household debt, the decline of the American manufacturing capabilities, and China moving heavily away from U.S. securities into gold, it all points in the same direction, and that is that Tucker Carlson is likely to be proven right. We will have a third world war, he says, and an American economic collapse before the 2024 elections. And this whole COVID-19 scam that they are preparing you and me for is a part of this takeover of the American domestic political scene to ensure that the cabal continues running things. What remaining strategies do we have in regard to fighting this cabal's control of our lives? Some of you may want to have private conversations on that subject in the future. Obviously, we are not going to telegraph anything in terms of a public radio broadcast. Immigration. Hey, you've been following this immigration story. This is one that I threw in for your roadmap. Mayor Eric Adams, the African-American mayor of New York City, warns that mass illegal immigration will destroy New York City unless something is done about it, he says. Speaking at a meeting in Manhattan, Adams said that New York was getting overwhelmed by migrants from all over the world and facing a $12 billion budget deficit. Never in my life, Adams says, have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City, unquote. According to Adams, the most populous city in America is taking in more than 10,000 illegal migrants a month. While most of the newcomers in previous years originated from Central and South America, the more recent arrivals, he says, include Russian speakers coming through Mexico, I certainly hope so, and people from Western Africa. Every community in this city is going to be impacted, says Mayor Adams. We have a $12 billion deficit that we're going to have to cut. Every service in this city is going to be impacted. All of us. According to Politico, the city spent $1.5 billion last fiscal year on housing and services for migrants while getting $140 million from the federal government. Think of all these Democrat cities, folks. They are all going down the toilet one by one. New York City, Newark, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Minneapolis, Portland, San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles. The list goes on and on. Houston. What are we going to do about it? Well, we have seen all of this delayed, all of this obfuscation about actually dealing with this issue. And as far as I know, the most effective spokesman in this thus far for actually getting it under control, if that's even possible at this juncture, is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So let's take a look at a couple of other issues here in the time we have remaining. The Washington Examiner, via our own RBN news listings. Study shows thousands of American children underwent gender transition. Yes, folks, that's the extent of the decadence and absolute moral cancer in this country. This is supported by your friendly Democratic Party and your senile, crooked, warmongering commander-in-chief. Thousands of American children undergoing gender transition. Think about it. Let's take a look at a couple of others from UNCE. Gregory Hood has one out there. Pound, ban the ADL in the fight for free speech. I think you can well nigh understand what Gregory Hood might be talking about there, but it's an excellent article. I urge you to read it at your leisure. Tim Stanley for the Telegraph in the UK, via our own RBN post, says that it's time that the West admitted that free speech is dead. Fascinatingly enough, many of you know that I'm a Lutheran pastor, a traditional evangelical Orthodox Lutheran pastor, which has nothing to do with what is going on with some 99% of the Lutheran church in Europe. Tim Stanley tells us that I believe in Denmark, that about the persecutions of a person who merely had some observations about the LGBTQ movement that resulted in the Lutheran Church's persecution of this individual's right to speak, that was subsequently supported by some kind of sanctions administered to this person by the Danish government. The same Danish government whose prime minister accompanied Anthony Blinken to this recent meeting with Zelensky in Kiev. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? What are they talking about? One of the things they're not going to admit that's very obvious is that the global LGBTQ movement is solidly behind Zelensky and the New World Order, which is why if you oppose all of that, you must support Vladimir Putin and Russia in stomping this thing out of existence. We'll be back. This is the Dan Koff Report coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Michelle Obama for providing us with that special background music during the break. No, that's a joke, folks. Anyway, well, what happened to Eddie Arnold and Gene Autry on this broadcast? I don't know. But at any rate, it is what it is. Let's cover a couple more stories for you. YouTube has a special video. The Kennedy people sent this to me, some of their volunteers. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. blasts DNC's rigged process, slams Biden, a new Forbes interview. We got that interview up there for you on the roadmap. The Times of Israel and Bloomberg are reporting on some very, very interesting business that involves Trump and Jared Kushner, Lindsey Graham, and Joe Biden. Take a look at those stories, and you'll probably say that, well, it's just more of the usual. Jennifer Bilek, or Bilek, for Russian faith via VT Foreign Policy, meet the homosexual Jewish billionaire funding the LGBT movement, one John Stryker. take a look at something called the Arcus Foundation in this piece by Ms. Bielek, which again is a Russian faith post. VT Foreign Policy decided it was good enough to run it. Looking for a good film to go to soon? I'm recommending Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ, Resurrection. That is apparently a sequel to The Passion of the Christ, which obviously focused upon the crucifixion. Apparently, Mel's got one that's soon to be out on the miracle of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I saw that on V. Contacta, decided it was worth your time to keep an eye out for the release date on that. Books, Pearl Harbor, The Story of the Secret War by George Morgenstern, 430 pages, soft cover. We put up the Library of Congress number on it. We've also provided a link to the IHR store where you can buy that book online. As dated a book as it is, it may still be the finest in the field in regard to how this whole thing was arranged and why it was arranged in terms of the backdoor entrance into World War II on the part of the United States. And James Martin, Dr. James Martin, writes for IHR that Morgenstern's book is still the best about the December 7th, 1941 Pearl Harbor attack, despite a formidable volume of subsequent writing by many others on the subject, unquote. Charles Beard, Harry Elmer Barnes, Charles Tonsil, all of these folks have endorsed this book from the distant past. That is the quality of the book, apparently. I've not read it, but I have made my own purchase through IHR to get a copy of it, and that link is there if you want that book for your library. I've listed some of my most recent articles that have all been penned in the wake of my absence from live broadcasting for a while. The one that I'm going to mention is the one for VT Foreign Policy involving the link between George Soros and Euromaidan Press. This is apparently why they didn't like my particular article, which Google said was dangerous and provocative. Read that statement from my article. You'll understand why they might have gotten a little upset. Take care. I'll see you next week. You have been listening to the Dankoff Report on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Avail yourselves of the roadmap. All right.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.